You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Except it's not big news yet, just so you know, so don't get your hopes up. President's in Helsinki after his little stop to visit his friends at NATO. Good Monday morning to you. More than halfway through July. Yeah, that means summer's more than halfway over. You got 6 weeks left. Yeah, it's my house. Welcome to our house. The president's in Helsinki meeting with Vladimir Putin. And so the world watches and waits. So we'll see what comes out of that. We'll see what the president has to say. The and I'm gonna get my secret decoder ring out for everybody here so you can be smart when you listen to the president speak, okay? So I'm going to take you on a little world tour. All this hand-wringing and consternation about the president meeting with Vladimir Putin, right? And what do you hear? He's going to give away the world, blah, 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 blah. Since Donald Trump has been in office, he's met the president of China, I think a couple times, yeah, right? Okay. Have our policies with China gotten weaker, or would you say, you know, stronger? So give it some thought. Don't answer right away. Don't be emotional about this. So give it some thought, and, you know, let me know what you think. Okay? I think they've gotten stronger. Grant Newsham, who's, I don't think he's a great fan of Donald Trump. He's certainly no fan of American foreign policy in the Pacific. When I queried him last week about what do you make of this? Secretary Mattis goes to China, meets with President Xi, and there's really nothing, no major story written about it. What do you make of that? His take was, I think the Americans didn't go there and give everything away like they have historically, trying to make friends with the Chinese. I think they told the Chinese, look, we're not going to flinch from international law just because you say it is a different way. There's a thing called international law. It matters whether you believe it does or not. Okay, so we won't back off that, just so you know. Right? And again, the South China Sea doesn't become yours simply because you say it so. So anyway, go over to Korea, right? Sanctions have been increased against Korea. The president's met with them. We're now in a follow-up phase, trying to turn rhetoric into policy and action. So we'll see where that goes. Would anybody say that the United States has rolled over on Korea? I don't. If they did, I think they'd be lying. All right. Is our President Trump's actions relative to North Korea more aggressive? Has his rhetoric been more aggressive than his predecessors? And I'm not talking about only President Obama, President Bush as well. Absolutely. What have we given up? Nothing? Okay, so anyway, I'll use those as exhibits A and B. But let me tell you, let me roll out exhibit C for you. Yeah. Let me roll out exhibit C for you. Exhibit C is a little piece of audio. So if you haven't paid attention to the news over the course of the weekend, let me tell you what you missed. You missed a 24-hour news cycle doing what they do, right? Right. And what is it they do? They take elements of a story and they blow it up. Right, right. They blow it up, and then they get people to click on it or watch it, and then we take those numbers and we take them to our advertisers, and we make more money. Is there anybody better for business than Donald Trump? No. So the story over the weekend ran that Europe's now a foe. Trump calls Europe a foe. Okay, so let me play the little piece of audio, okay? Put on your thinking cap and say, okay, I'm going to write a story about what he says. And I'm interested in the truth. Now, see, that's the thing that screws you up right there. Now I'm interested in the truth. And I'm not being an apologist for Donald Trump this morning. Because, you know, many of his wounds are self-inflicted. Okay? But many... And this is the latest one. Oh, he's done it again. Listen to what he says when he, and his style is what? Pretty blunt. Okay? I don't even think this doesn't even skew towards the blunt side. But here's what he actually said, and then contrast that with some of the headlines you've read.
Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're competitors. They want to do well, and we want to do well. Yeah.
Okay, now when you listen to the entirety of the quote, right, who's a foe? Who are we competing against? Okay? The Europeans, certainly what they do to us economically, they are a foe. So the president really, his assault is on the post-World War II order. And I think he's right. He just is more blunt than our other presidents who have gone over, who have done business the way that people are screaming for President Trump to do business, and they've asked for people to contribute more to NATO, and they haven't. They've asked to be treated, you know, a little bit more fairly relative to trade, and they haven't been. And so we have the post-World War II order where America underwrites Europe's defense, and everybody's okay with that. The American taxpayer does, and the American taxpayer also partially underwrites different economies in Europe, and we're okay with that too. That's the post-World War II order, and he challenges that. I don't think that's wrong. I don't think that's wrong. But listen to this quote one more time, okay? And then think about the hysteria that was written about it. So the best part about this quote is when you cherry pick it and you crop it, it's awesome.
I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're competitors. They want to do well, and we want to do well.
Doesn't mean they're bad. It means they're competitors. They want to do well. We want to do well. If you didn't hear that whole I watch this stuff, and I think the truth is important. I don't think meeting with other world leaders is a bad thing. You know, as I don't think meeting with Vladimir Putin's a bad thing. I will say this, kind of an interesting little tidbit. Pretty interesting, the timing of Rod Rosenstein's press conference on Friday. The indictment against, 14 intelligence officers of Russia inside their GRU, inside their intelligence service. So, let's see. Okay. So we got this indictment that we're going to make public. When do you think we should do it? The president's going to be on his way to Helsinki. Let's do it. Let's do it when he's en route to Helsinki to meet with the Russians. That's good. Now, anybody who thinks that's appropriate, I think, is ridiculous. So, you know, this whole thing about the Justice Department on the FBI putting their hands on politics and things like that, putting their hands on the scale of justice. To me, if we had an attorney general, and I don't think we do, I think as soon as the Mueller investigation is done, I think Jeff Sessions needs to go. Him quoting the Bible on immigration, yikes. Okay, him recusing himself, I'm not sure that was appropriate. Okay, I'm not sure that was appropriate. Now, because it has essentially left the country, I think he should have resigned. And I think my own opinion is if he didn't say that when the president was interviewing him, hey, Mr. President, here's my thoughts about this whole Russia thing as it gets going, I won't be able to be the attorney general for that. I'll recuse myself. If he said that, or if he didn't say that, when asked about it, then, in my opinion, the president should have fired him. Got somebody who can at least steer the Justice Department. Because, to me, announcing those indictments, so now, what are we going to do? Now, the question, here's another question that comes out of that. Putin, right? Everybody's, the first thing we should ask him, Trey Gowdy, what airport do we go to pick up these 14 Russian intelligence officers? Okay, that's fine. Do you think the CIA is doing anything inside Russia to encourage dissent? What? Yeah. We don't talk too much about it. Do you think the CIA is operating Russia? Well, of course. Do you think they're doing anything to encourage dissent inside the Soviet Union? For those of you that watched the World Cup, you saw a huge protest during the marquee television event of the year. Right at the start of the second half. Evidently, members of the organization called Pussy Riot. They were a rock band that gets in Putin's face all the time about being a dictator. And they do it they became infamous because of a trial that went on. They were put on trial. And they stuck it in his face all the time. Anyway. So do you think we do anything to encourage that? To destabilize Russia? Well, maybe. Well, I think if your answer to that is no, you're probably naive. So Russian efforts to destabilize the United States, now that's our number one issue? Hardly. Hardly. We've been playing these games with each other for a long time. I don't know to what extent they're better at it than we are. Maybe they are. Maybe their counterintelligence service is better than our counterintelligence service. Maybe we don't go there for certain reasons. Maybe we don't talk a lot about cyber warfare because we do it more than anybody else. Well, that's interesting. Maybe that's why we don't talk about some of this stuff. A little bit of food for thought. So again, I'll play this one more time. This is my pet peeve with the media. If you hear his quote, what he's talking about when he uses the word foes are people that we compete against. Sometimes it's economic, sometimes it's military in the world stage. You know, certainly the Cold War with Russia and elements of that have seeped back into our dialogue but they are not the Soviet Union. Okay? They are holding on by their fingernails. Okay? They are holding on by their fingernails. What's in this summit for Vladimir Putin? The beginning of a relationship. So hopefully he can get these American sanctions that have far-reaching impact on his buddies, Russian oligarchs. Vladimir Putin might be the richest man in the world. How? How is that possible? The concessions that he makes relative to Russia's oil and natural gas business, do you think that comes for nothing? Do you think he goes uncompensated for that? I don't. And I think if you do, I think you're a fool. Okay. So, anywho, what does he have to gain? He has huge things to gain. Trying to get his nation, whose economy is the size of Canada, to grow. Then he could maybe continue his operations in Syria. Yeah, how about that? So anyway, but again, I'll play this quote one more time. When the truth doesn't matter, you take this quote and you cut it up. I'll show you right where you cut it. Okay, here you go. So when you listen to the full quote, it's a little bit different.
Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe.
Okay, cut it right there. All right? I think the European Union is a foe. Okay, because if you let it roll...
They do to us in trade.
What they do to us in trade makes them a foe. So we're competitors and we're at odds. If I were to get my secret decoder ring, what he's just said is we're competitors and we're at odds relative to trade. Okay.
Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're...
But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean they're anything.
They're competitors. They want to do well.
It means they're competitors.
Well, and we want to do well.
So our incredible stewards of democracy, our media that's so devoted to the First Amendment and the truth... Yikes. That's what, if you read the headlines over the course of the weekend, that was the major headline. That was the major headline. So, again, I just our democracy is pathetic. Honestly, it's pathetic. And we have, in my opinion, it's out of control, and it's moved by forces that don't serve the American people. Our campaign finance laws don't serve the American people. They serve individuals that have a lot of money that want to steer the nation in a course that they believe is best for the nation. And they've got a right to do that. Okay? They've got a right to do that. So campaign finance reform, not so much. The media, the guardians of liberty, what's the headline on the saying at the top of the Washington Post? Yeah. If you go, you can see this. I think it's, Washington, go to WashingtonPost.com and look at their, freedom dies in darkness. Democracy dies in darkness. Okay? Democracy dies in darkness. Democracy gets strangled by a media that's not devoted to the truth. How about that? Democracy gets strangled by a combination of campaign finance laws that mean you have to be a millionaire to run, and a media that is more concerned about clicks and advertising revenue. And ultimately, who does that serve? It serves themselves, right? Because you get a pay raise when you do that. And you're writing the hot articles. And how do we get it hot? We don't get it hot by writing the truth, I can tell you that. So I think it's pathetic. But that's where we're at. So good Monday morning to you. Just the latest installment of it. We're waiting for the president's press conference with Vladimir Putin. The one thing that the president does that irritates with me is that he treats Vladimir Putin with kid gloves. And I hope in public it'll be a big test for him. It'll be a big test for him. So oftentimes he says very, very flowery things about people when he's with them. So I'm wincing already in anticipation of how he'll gush over Vladimir Putin. So we'll see. We'll see. So good Monday morning to you. Keep your fingers crossed. Yeah. Get your wince face on. Keep your fingers crossed and hope he doesn't look into his soul and see somebody he can trust. We've already been down that road. What did Bush just say? Yeah. Putin reeled him in like the fish that he is. All right. So the United States Marine Corps Band makes Monday morning official. Good morning to you. And this is dedicated. I've never dedicated this song to a hope, okay? But I'm going to do that today. This is dedicated to the aspiration that the president will do well in today's media event, that he will sound the right tone of somewhere between cautious pessimism and cautious neutrality, that we can work with Russia in certain areas, okay, to make the world a better place. So let's hope that he can find that ground and steer it. So just dedicated to a hope today. Never been done before. All that awesome intro, and then I bust the wrong song.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so the young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. Yeah, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make a jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it, and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, we'll check the weather in Marineland. Then we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll check news headlines. If the press conference starts, we'll steal some of that. And so you can hear. I might even jump in and do commentary. How about if I do a little color commentary during the press conference? Yeah, you'll hear Trump talking, and then you'll hear me yell, "Oh shit!" Don't say that. All right. The weather in Marineland. Quantico, Virginia. the crossroads or the off-ramp of the Marine Corps, whichever you prefer. Sunny at 79 this morning. Clouds at 80 at Camp Lejeune. Final travel arrangements made over the weekend. First expeditionary event. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Home of the 2nd Marine Division. Follow me. Yeah. Rip the Army right off with that follow me stuff. Yeah, the torch, follow me. Army. Yikes. That's Army Infantry slogan. But anyway, who cares? We got a better publicity arm than they do, so we'll just rip them off. And then next movement will be up to 95 to Washington, D.C. Get to see number one son, number one daughter-in-law, and number one grandson. So spend a few days with them. I'll finally get to meet Bob Nielsen in person. Get to see some friends. Get to meet guys like Mike Wilson, who runs the Yellow Ribbon Fund. So excited about that. So anyway, All Marine Radio. Yeah, and if you care to give and help support our movements around, by all means do that. You can hit the GoFundMe button on the website. Yeah, it's there. Just go look for it. It's prominent, trust me. So you can, if you care to support what we're doing, feel free. Will help us get out there more. And then we'll lay the groundwork for maybe going back in November and covering the Marine Corps Marathon, which I would love to do. So that couldn't happen today. Or that happened over the weekend. So final travel arrangements, gone mobile. 88 degrees under mostly sunny skies in Granbury, Texas. Sunny and 66, almost 70 in Montana, so it's warm there. 29 Palms, sun and 84, pretty normal. Pendleton, cloudy and 69, pretty normal there. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, 82, normal there. Marja, Afghanistan, a little bit on the warm side, 107, late in the day there. And then cloudy and 70 at the home of the aforementioned All Marine Radio. Looking for a high of beautiful 81 degrees. That's why we love it here. Looking for 81 tomorrow and 82 on Wednesday. So we love that. All right. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check news headlines. Possibly hear a little bit of, I know I'm wincing. I'm wincing already. I'm wincing. Hopefully we'll hear the president conduct himself in a restrained manner, not tripping over himself to compliment, Vladimir Putin. It's not him at his best. It's not him at his best. He needs a translator. What he meant to say was, yeah, what do you meant to say? But ultimately, you judge somebody by their actions. So, to me, you could take solace in the actions of the country. And again, you know, when Grant Newsham says, you know, the United States and the Western Pacific finally stood up on its hind legs, and everybody kind of noticed, although a lot not wasn't written about it, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, style unconventional, to say the least. But the truth is, where our policies have gone, I think have been good for the country. And I believe him challenging the post-World War II order of American taxpayers footing the bill for the defense of Japan, Germany, Europe, Western Pacific, I think that needs to be revisited too. So I'm a huge fan of his policies, delivery, not so much. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of Loose Leaf of Fuse Inc. Use it as a tune when I blew sleep.
The Bruce Lee of Loose Leaf. That's right. There you go. Something for you to aspire to. Ohio man weighing in. Foes. And that is where the, quote, clickbait stops and the resistance starts. I watched the CBS coverage this morning, and the discussion was all about sowing doubt about Trump's actions. They ignore all the actions that he has taken against Russia. How many times have you heard mention the TWO Tomahawk strikes against Syrian... the two Tomahawk strikes against Syrian bases where Russian troops were located, question mark. That's a pretty effing serious poke in the eye, comma, diplomatically speaking. How about the Russian mercenary army that was annihilated, question mark? How about calling out Germany for the unilateral pipeline deal with Putin, question mark? We have yet to see a shred of evidence to support the Russian collusion conspiracy theory, which has already been exposed as an invention of John Podesta and the HRC campaign on the day after the election. Now, hold on, I'll come back to this. Let me finish this email. However, the mainstream media continues to push the narrative. It's not all about clicks. Yes, they are important and drive a lot of what they do, but there are no clicks involved when the highest ranking faces of CBS News are sitting around the table on the air undercutting what Trump is doing. I disagree with you. It is all about clicks. They know which way the wind blows. They know which way the wind blows in their newsroom. They know how to get a raise. They know how to get the next good assignment that they want. They know how to get more airtime. Right? That is only about clicks. Let me tell you, when you... The when you take a look at that, and for instance, so you're one of the talking heads, right? When you start getting left out of segments because you're not really, you know, you're not really hitting the mark. Yeah, you know, no, we thought you were okay. What? Well, you know, the lead producer doesn't think that, you know, that your defense of Trump or whatever, not really what he's looking for. So, so we're going to give F-18 men a chance to do your job. There goes the franchise, sports fans. Or are you secure enough financially, secure enough professionally where you say, okay, I'm sure another opportunity will come for me. I can tell you what happens most of the time. Most of the time, they'll modify what they say to get their lead spot back. So, now, there are some that are secure enough financially and professionally. They are secure enough financially and professionally that they'll hang in with, you know, with what they believe. But those are few and far between. What, Charles Krauthammer? You know, I think Juan Williams does it on Fox. You know, he's that guy. But I you know, the rest of them, all those young kids that come on these shows, all those young, good-looking men and women that come on that are experts, trust me, they're sticking their finger up in the air and they're finding out which way the wind's blowing, where does the producer want to take this segment, and I'm going to give him what he wants because guess what? I get paid for this. You may not know that. I get paid for this shit. And the money's good. And when I get my airtime cut or they don't call me, guess what? That's bad because they're either not going to renew my contract or my pay's going to get cut. In either case, no bueno. So, this is an old Marine Corps success axiom. When I was a lieutenant, find out what your boss wants and give it to him. Newsroom, exactly that. News business, exactly that. So, I'd like to say it's not all about clicks, but what I think 95% of it is, it's about ratings, man. It's why we do it. If not, who's the last fat, ugly news person on television? Walter Cronkite? Would he even get near a camera? He'd be behind it with the rest of the ugly people. Who's the ugliest person on TV? Who's the fattest, ugliest person on TV that we put on there because intellectually they can carry their water? I can't even think of anybody. Nobody. Beautiful people, man. Coach up beautiful people. Get women that are beautiful. Make sure they wear dresses. Right. Yeah. Showbiz, baby. Don't get it confused with the truth, because it ain't. So, yeah, to Ohio, man, get it together, man. I know it's early in the morning. Good morning, Mac. Drink some more coffee and get it going. He sent that after I played the wrong song. How's the chef doing? Be well. I don't know how the chef's doing. I'll call the chef today. I'll get a chef update. Yeah. He trains, you know, he doesn't follow his doctor's orders. Yeah, he's got a defibrillator. Yeah, he's been dead like a couple times, and then he gets jolted back to life, and all of a sudden, right? He wakes up, he's yelling Elizabeth and stuff like that. Yeah, just like your basic Sanford and Son episode. So anyhow, all right, Marine Corps headlines. Here's the latest way the Marine Corps is trying to prevent aviation mishaps. So you read the headline, what are we doing? There you go, the rest of the story. A July 9th listing on the Federal Business Opportunities outlined what the Corps is looking for. So that's they're looking for They're looking for proposals that do the following, that service the following goal. The goal, quote, the goal of the Marine Corps Aviation Safety Awareness Program, ASAP, is to enhance aviation safety through the prevention of incidents and accidents by encouraging voluntary reporting of safety issues and events that would be other, that would otherwise go unreported. The Corps needs software that would support the program to make it easy for aviators, crew members, maintainers, and airfield employees to enter data about potential safety problems, and for those on the receiving end to easily analyze the data so they can act before a mishap occurs. According to the notice, human error is involved in 80% of the major incidents in naval aviation. In an effort to reduce this number, the Navy's ASAP program has taken in more than 1 million reports since its inception and currently averages more than 11,000 reports each month. Like the Navy, the Marine Corps program will be aimed at solely gathering information to fix problems while not assigning blame. There you go. Trying to fix stuff. So, the snitch line opens for business. There you go. All right, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. F-35 is leaving with the 13th MU, first of its kind. A little bit more. The F-35 replacing the Harrier as the MU as a component of the ACE, the air combat element of the MU. Yeah, that's a little bit of an upgrade. The Marine Corps doubles the MV-22. Number of MV-22s at Kaneohe Bay. As part of the effort to keep the up with the fast pace of events in the Pacific, MV-22 Osprey is assigned to Marine Medium Tilt Rotor Squadron 363, arrived at Marine Corps Air Station in Kaneohe Bay on July 7th as part of a scheduled relocation, not deployment, relocation. This marks the beginning of VMM 363's permanent stationing in Hawaii, according to a press release, where they will work under MAG 24 as part of the 1st Marine Air Wing. So, yeah, underway, moving, get them out there. Why? Because it's a long way out to the Pacific. So getting them to Hawaii means that they can go south to Australia. They can go north to Korea. They can go west to Okinawa. They can go southwest to the Philippines, and so a lot closer. So there you have it. Another interesting headline. FDA approves the use of this potential lifesaver for troops on the battlefield. What is it? After a full year of discussion and disagreement over whether freeze-dried blood plasma would be accessible for use by the DOD, the FDA has approved the use of the potentially life-saving product to treat injuries to U.S. troops, according to the publication The Hill. All right. Now, what is this? Okay. Plasma is a big deal when you're trying to keep bodies functioning. Okay. Plays an important role, especially in clotting. How is plasma currently kept, used, whatever, before this? Well, it has to be refrigerated, handled very carefully, it's in bags, yada, 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 right? So if you could come up with a freeze-dried element that doesn't need to be refrigerated, that would be a good thing, yes? So freeze-dried plasma is easier to transport, obviously, than the liquid form, especially on the battlefield. So liquid plasma needs to be kept cold. Freeze-drying it avoids that need and allows it to be placed inside of a medical kit in combat. The product has a shelf life of 2 years. The freeze-dried version of plasma is a powder that only needs to be mixed with sterile water before it can be injected into the patient. The resulting product prevents soldiers from needing to carry actual plasma in coolers, blah, 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 blah. So, pretty cool, pretty cool. So, we'll keep our eye on that. But, yeah, I think if you, most people that were, haven't been in the Marine Corps in the last, I'd say 10 years, what you would see if you saw a first aid kit would drop you to a knee. Would drop you to a knee. It's amazing. What a first aid kit now, is, it's called the IFAC, Individual First Aid Kit, IFAC. Yeah. We're snazzy with those kind of things. Anywho, the IFAC is a beast, but it actually has stuff that will save people and that actually works. So yeah, one of the great strides in battlefield medicine is the IFAC. You can buy them commercially. I think Gunner and I were talking about it one day. If you go to the website and punch in first aid kit or IFAC, we did a segment on Mike's recommendations, the kind of first aid kit that you have in your car. I want to say it retails for almost $300. Boom, yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be like your $15, got some Band-Aids, Neosporin, and a splint that you get in O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Not going to be that. Next headline, 1 year after deadly KC-130 Tango crash, the T version, victims are remembered with a memorial near the Mississippi site. Generals from the reserve, from, cause the crew, I believe, was a reserve crew, Special Operations Command, Major General Monday, turned out along with family members, in Mississippi, and for the dedication of, a memorial. A year after the crash, the investigation has still not been released. So again, when I saw this headline, I thought, God, did I miss something? Has the investigation been released? Answer, negative. So we still don't know what happened, in an air platform that doesn't crash. The 130, that thing is as solid as a rock. And yet it crashed. So, certainly troubling when you see that. And again, from the eyewitnesses' accounts, they heard what they said was popping, like something was popping when the aircraft was headed for the ground. So, a headline that you're not seeing very much. President Moon of South Korea presses President Trump and Chairman Kim for breakthrough in nuclear talks. So as the President of the United States gets involved in other things, President of South Korea is trying to maintain the initiative and momentum in the talks relative to the Korean Peninsula. Again, Secretary of State Pompeo there last week in North Korea, but after there went to Afghanistan, so headlines there. Now in Europe for obviously for talks relative to NATO. And the Russian. Thoughts and prayers out to the family of a United States Army Ranger that was killed in Afghanistan. Sergeant First Class Christopher Sellers, 32 years old, was deployed with Company D, 1st Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment. And so he was killed during a firefight. Again, he was preparing to leave the regiment at the time that he was killed and go to an infantry unit. So, again, as I've said many times, the God who governs the flight of metal through the air is pretty cruel and listens to no man or no woman. So, thoughts and prayers go out. The Army Rangers are one of the most professional groups I've ever dealt with in my life. They're solid. One more story, Marine Corps type story. Duncan Hunter, representative type, from California, former Marine Corps officer, during the Battle of Fallujah, has sent a letter to the Secretary of Defense urging him to reconsider the decoration issued to Marine First Lieutenant Travis Mannion after he saved the life of every Marine and a sailor under his command because of a new statement that's been brought to light. Mannion received a Silver Star, and so Hunter trying to get it upgraded. Mannion died in 2007 in Fallujah during a firefight. Navy Cross, pretty big jump from Silver Star, not going to lie to you. But you'll know the Travis Mannion name from the Travis Mannion Foundation. So the family of Travis Mannion and his sister, instrumental in the foundation, they have gone and tried to do things that they thought their son, would want done in his name, and not to allow his name to vanish. They've been incredibly successful partnering and becoming financially successful and continuing, very much like Wounded Warrior, very much like Team Rubicon, have kind of navigated big partnership, big money, and fidelity to the mission without running up your overhead like Wounded Warrior struggled with. So congratulations to them. But that is in the news today. I got a couple minutes and then we'll take a break. Early bird, top five stories. One, Chinese spy ship eyes RIMPAC. The standard operating procedure, whenever they're not invited, they show up with a destroyer and a signals intelligence ship that collects electromagnetic signatures. So they show up and they listen. So, not to be surprised. Number two, interesting story. Why wasn't the Pentagon tech guru surprised by Google Maven pushback? Google engineers revolted against working for the United States Department of Defense. So that happened recently. So there are articles about that. The A-10 and the F-35 had a close air support competition, evidently. And it has been shrouded in secrecy. A watchdog group claims that the test was rigged in favor of the F-35. So, article about that. Number four, 400 infantry hopefuls are stuck in a reception battalion at Fort Benning. Whatever, right? And then number five, Intel official, cyber threat warnings are blinking red. Now, blinking red is a term that you hear now associated when you watch documentaries about September 11th. You'll see intelligence officials say the system was blinking red and we ignored it. So, intelligence official, and it's Dan Coates. Warning lights about cyber threats to U.S. national security are blinking red, and digital attempts to undermine America are occurring daily, just not at election time, the nation's top intelligence official said on Friday. Russia has been the most aggressive foreign actor, but cyber threats are also coming from China, Iran, and North Korea, as well as criminal networks and individual hackers, said National Intelligence Director Dan Coates. The targets, U.S. businesses, the federal government, the military, state and local governments, academic and financial institutions, and critical infrastructure. Sounds like almost everybody that has a stake in something or something that you can compromise and leverage into either power or money. So, interesting little story there. But we're going to take a break. We'll take a quick break. We come back. Alex Holling, he of SoftRep, is going to join us. The easiest 60 minutes to fill is when you have Alex Holling's on. So, anyway, President Trump and President Putin, they with evidently groups over lunch or, I guess, finishing up their meetings. No press conference yet, so. Although the press is filing into the place where they're going to have the press conference, so. More of that later. So, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.